This is all a bit uncertain. What's the upside to Sobeys' proposed changes to their business model? Tom?
Christine, there are a number of upsides, or at least potential upsides or benefits to doing this. Firstly, we might be able to lure Safeway, or Sobeys rather, into a more positive relationship with its unionized employees and send the message to them that you can work with the employees and their union. Further, it might get us down a road that ensures the survival of unionized conventional grocery stores in Alberta. Also, it could make unionized businesses better able to compete in the economic downturn in Alberta. It could give us a look at how these stores feel in anticipation of 2017 bargaining. And I want to remind listeners that we will be negotiating with Sobeys Safeway stores in 2017. We would know whether or not these stores would be good for our members through this potential experiment. And it would give our members an opportunity to try out something new and fresh in new surroundings. Businesses that don't reinvent themselves die. We have already seen Safeway get in serious trouble. In the late 80s and in the early 90s, Safeway rested on its laurels and its pre-existing monopoly and found itself in serious trouble when companies like Loblaws brought the Real Canadian Superstore model to Alberta with its President's Choice products. Tired Safeway stores with their townhouse and their Scotch Buy products simply had a serious problem competing.
Okay, so how about the downside?
Well, the risk, of course, is that there could be an erosion of our traditional collective agreement standards, wages, benefits, protections under the union contract. Also, frankly, you simply can't trust corporations like Sobeys. They're ultimately motivated by profits and self-interest. It's not our union's job to trust corporations. It's our job to be prudent, to move slowly, to make considered and careful decisions. It's our job to represent our members and do so intelligently, weighing pros and cons and engaging in good thinking. But we're always willing to talk, and we should speak with our employers to develop a relationship where we can, but only if our members tell us to do that.